My name is Brianna Kremers. I am the Alternative Finance Program Coordinator at Easter Seals. The Alternative Finance Program was created back in 2005 to help people with disabilities get different loan opportunities for assistive technology devices. And so we have a couple of different programs. So the first one I'll talk about is the Long-Term Device Loan Program. There's a common criteria between all three of the programs. You must be a Massachusetts resident. You have to have a disability or be applying on behalf of somebody with a disability, and the loan must be used to acquire assistive technology. Those are the three common criteria between the three different loan programs, and then each one serves kind of a different community. So our long-term device loan program provides long-term loans of assistive technology devices. So it's nothing that you have to pay back or anything. These devices have to be less than $500, and it's no cost to financially eligible individuals or families. So in order to qualify for this program, you must live in Massachusetts and have an income under 200% of the federal poverty limit, which I believe currently is about $31,000 for a one-person household. The devices in this specific program aren't allowed to be customized. They have to be reusable because in theory, the devices, when they're no longer needed, they would be returned back to us so that we could repurpose them. However, a lot of the times, because technology changes so rapidly, by the time people would be looking to return them to us, they're a little bit outdated. And so we don't really have anyone return them. So it's just an open-ended loan of a device, basically. Easter Seals would purchase the device and ship it directly to the applicant. We can't offer any technical support available, and we can't assist you in choosing a device. So you do have to come into it knowing which device you would like. And if you're not sure what devices you'd like, I think that Sarah Parker had done a presentation last month for you guys about the Assistive Technology Regional Centers, where you can test out different products. So we tend to refer people over to her so you can try out different devices before making your decision. And then applicants for this program, or you're only approved once every 12 months. So some different devices that we have purchased for people through this program. Recently, someone had requested the Meta glasses, where we were able to purchase those for somebody. Laptops, iPads, different portable ramps and GPS trackers. We've had Easy Touch keyboards, different shaker alarm clocks, baby monitors, wireless doorbells, cell phones and cell phone amplifiers, anything that could be considered assistive technology. You can also get multiple devices as long as they total under the $500.
What is the income for a family of two?
For two people, it's $43,280. So for our next program, these ones are more traditional loans of money. So this program is called the Mini Loan Program. It's a 0% interest loan between $100 and $4,000 for the purchase of assistive technology devices or services. So it's 0% interest for 36 months. We do a soft credit check, but we do accept lower than average credit scores or no credit scores. It won't necessarily disqualify you as long as you can prove that you do have the ability to repay the loan. It can be paid off early with no penalty. And that one you would pay directly to Easter Seals because we provide this loan program in-house. For this program specifically, the majority of the applications we get are for hearing aids, but we've purchased different prescription glasses, induction stoves, ramps, stair lifts, electric wheelchairs. There's a whole host. So how it works is after you apply, once you get approved, we would just mail you the check directly so that you can purchase the device that you would like. And that one does not have any low income requirements on it. And then our last loan program is called the Financial Loan Program. So this is for loans greater than $4,000. It's a lower interest loan. We partner with Beacon Bank. They provide us a 4.75% interest rate for the life of the loan. Most people are using this to get modified vehicles or to do modifications to their home. The bank is a little bit more strict on the financial requirements for this loan because it's going through a bank rather than through our charity. So we've purchased modified vehicles, adapted recreational equipment, ramps. We've had someone, I believe they were looking to widen their doorways and to do some modifications to their bathroom so that they could get around better. And then for this specific program, if you were to get denied from the bank, we do have a loan review committee that is made up of people in the disability community. Applicants could apply to this loan review committee to have up to $25,000 of their loan guaranteed by Easter Seals. So the applicant's still responsible for paying back that money. However, if they were to default, Easter Seals would be responsible to pay that guaranteed amount, whatever it is, up to $25,000. And so to appeal for that, the applicants would submit a written letter detailing specific information regarding why their loan was denied and to show their ability to repay the loan and how this assistive technology would improve their lives. So for all of these loans, to apply for them, you would just go onto the Easter Seals Massachusetts website, and they do have online applications or a PDF form. You can also call our office and we can help fill it out for you over the phone. There are some specific documents that would still need to be sent in to us in order to finish out the application. Or if you have any questions, you can call our office or email us at afp@eastersealsma.org.
On the loan that is, has a max of $4,000 without or zero interest. Do you need something that tells you what we are buying or we want to use that money for?
So you would have to submit a quote for the item. So that can just be, you know, a screenshot from the website that you're planning to purchase it from, just that shows the item with the price on it. Recently, we had someone purchase and she included that, and then she had to hire somebody separately to do the installation. So she just submitted both quotes for those items.
Now, if the device, say we wanted to purchase, was costing $6,000, but we would want the $4,000, is that something that could be done?
Yep. So yeah, you can take out the loan for $4,000 and then pay the remainder yourself. The only one we can't do that for is the long-term device loan program, just because it has that $500 hard limit.
It's the max. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
And how is the money, how is that loan, the zero loan, how is it paid back? Do we send checks to you? Are you able to take it out electronically? Or
you can send a check to us, or a lot of people have it set up that their bank will send checks automatically to us each month. But we also do have an online e-pay system through Unibank. Yes. So you can set up recurring monthly payments through there.
If you could repeat the website.
It's A as in Apple, F as in Frank, P as in Paul, dot Easter Seals with an S as in Sam at the end, ma.org.
If somebody does do a loan for up to $4,000, I'm assuming this gets reported to the credit bureau upon completion.
It actually does not. So we are not an accredited lender. Obviously, we want people to pay it back because there is a finite set of funds available. Right. But, you know, if something were to happen and you weren't able to make payments for a couple months, as long as you're communicating that with us, it's very lenient, I would say. We can communicate about it. You know, there's sometimes there comes a case where we'll have to write off a loan for whatever reason to close it. But typically, like we do try and work with the client and figure out what we can do.
I know there have been situations where people have borrowed money, small amounts, as a way of helping them build or repair their credit. While on the one end, not reporting the loan to a credit bureau is helpful, I can see somebody else saying, well, well, I want to build my credit, etc. And I would appreciate that. Have you guys thought about?
Yeah, I've talked with Keith about it a bit. And they were talking about when they were setting up the program, there were certain requirements that you needed to be able to, you know, report payments and everything to the credit bureaus that I don't think they were prepared to do at the time, as we're hoping to expand the program and everything. You know, maybe that could be a possibility in the future, because it would be great. It would be a great and excellent credit building tool. Absolutely. I don't know the specific reasoning why currently, but that's something we can definitely talk with Keith about at the next committee meeting too.
Brianna, thank you for taking your time on this nice Saturday afternoon to come talk with us. We much appreciate it.